Greetings, everyone. Are you ready for an accelerated course in higher consciousness? This is how our global village will get ahead of the accelerated rate of change we are now seeing in the world. It won't be with the same consciousness that created the problems we see. It will be with a new consciousness that is now evolving with the angels of our better nature. Welcome to Cosmic Love.
Well, howdy, howdy. This is Christopher in Montana with the Cosmic Love for Saturday, January 20th, 2018. And today I'm going to share some amazing global developments since the first of the year that have some profound implications for 2018. This show today is also going to go into the big picture of global economic reset in 2018 with an understanding of blockchain technology and what that means with decentralization of all our social, political, and economic institutions. This is the future of the global economy, folks. Cryptocurrencies are here to stay, at least some of them. And the reason for this is explained in two exceptional videos that are included at links I've provided in the show notes for today. So buckle up, folks, and hold on to your hats. Get ready for some mind-blowing stuff that may be difficult to wrap your head around. This is in three parts with three articles in the show notes that you can follow along with, pausing this podcast to watch the videos or read other article links I've provided. The first part is some profound revelations that went public the first week of 2018. The second part is about the surge of cosmic energies that are morphing the energy grids of Earth. And the third part is a 2018 global upgrade vision as a predictive model of the future we can create. And this is what I'm particularly excited about. You know, the true test of spirituality is practicality, and there are tools and resources available for a phenomenal opportunity in 2018. I'll be going into those. So I'll be going rather fast to get through all of this. So if you can open the three article links in the show notes, as I mentioned, in another window on your computer, then you can have a multimedia show that you can customize as you like. As for the first article, this is regarding some blockbuster disclosure revelations since the very first of the year. And it's a compendium. There's about nine videos, a lot of article links. And this ranges from spiritual to the mundane, you might say, big changes that are manifesting, you know, in all dimensions. I tried to basically hit some of the high notes and didn't go into many of the low notes. This is mostly a positive overview of some phenomenal opportunity we can look forward to here in 2018. I do provide a caution on some of this information I'm going into, and some of the videos are not recommended for those who are already suffering, you might say, future shock with an inability to process new information of an in-depth nature beyond the normal. In other words, I'm going to be talking about some things that, you know, you might say some revelations that we can expect as far as changes on the horizon regarding technology and their implications, and some of it is, you might say, spiritual technology. Understanding those universal laws, cosmic laws, the law of one that I'll be going into, that govern, you might say, higher mental stepping down of the first principles of cosmic universal law, language of consciousness, etc. Those who've followed my show and over this last year or years, you know that I quite often go into the understanding of the law and language of consciousness for involving an evolving consciousness. So this is, again, difficult for some people to wrap their heads around. And so there are different options here with the resource material and the videos I provided. There should be something there that interests everyone. So this is a quote now from the January 1st article from AscensionEnergies.com regarding the 2018 agenda for disclosure. And this is kind of the theme of this first article, a compendium, regarding blockbuster disclosure revelations. And to quote this article from AscensionEnergies.com, the story of what is going to happen in 2018 is the biggest story in the history of human civilization on this planet. It's too big a story to be handled accurately by the corporate mainstream media. The news will be broken initially through indie media, alternative news, and progressive spirituality websites on the internet. Quote, disclosure is light. Disclosure is change. Disclosure is the oxygen of planetary healing. So that's kind of the keynote of what I'm going to go into in this first article. As I said, there's 9 videos. And disclosure is ultimately spiritual above all. So on January 7th, Saint Germain stepped through the veil to give a powerful keynote address for the year, a 26-minute video regarding prophesy your victory in the light. Now, those who are not familiar with the Ascended Master teachings, somehow the Ascended Masters are basically stepping through the veil, lowering their presence over those they sponsor and those who are their messengers. Of course, those who follow what's going on with the New Age movement, there are all kinds of, so to speak, messengers of the Ascended Masters who are basically channeling, you know, through their higher self, channeling the presence of Ascended beings. Now, this is, again, a stretch for some people. I refer to it as spiritual technology with understanding of, as Saint Germain teaches, the understanding of the violet flame as the Holy Spirit, as the spirit of love and action, which is like the pink love and action blue, and blue and the pink create the violet. So he's known for that frequency of the violet flame, which is seen in the aura of people who are filled with the Holy Spirit. Again, this is old news for people that have studied this, but this is revelation for people that have not heard the name or the flame of Saint Germain in a dictation. And that's what this 26-minute video, this first video provides. And this is truly for a lot of people who come from a fundamentalist orthodoxy. The idea that God could speak to man, well, I'll leave it up to yourself. You can listen to this video and judge for yourself if this is true, if this rings true, you know, for your own soul evolution. And again, everyone has different soul contracts. This may be for some great inspiration, and for others, it just may not compute. So I thought I'd include that first, you know, take a high note at the beginning. Another video on January 4th, Jared Rand, is his name, introduced an extremely advanced healing technology, which has truly mind-blowing health rejuvenation and life extension implications. And in this interview, Jared also explains the challenges with global economic reset in general, and the Bitcoin bubble in particular. And this is a 263-minute video. This is a rather long one, but it's worth it for some of the extraordinary revelations, and particularly regarding this light bed. You know, this they're called med beds that are basically replicator devices, can replicate limbs, organs for age reduction, etc. You know, this, I mean, the amazing stuff it can be. We're talking about as much as 10 times life extension. And now, if that sounds crazy, I would suggest you listen to the video. I know this is true because of multiple videos I've watched over this last year that's referenced it, and because of an individual I had on my show who does not want to be mentioned in regard to how he has worked with these light tables and extremely advanced technologies for replicating different organs of the body, you know, basically as a replicator like you see in Star Trek that will replicate food. Well, they've had this technology for some time. It's been under wraps. It's all part of the the secret space program. They use this technology to reboot people's health back 20 years with the 20 and back program and the secret space program, which is going far beyond what a lot of people listening may have ever heard of. But all I'm saying is that this technology exists. From my experience, I've heard about it in multiple ways from multiple sources over the last several years. And this video is mind-blowing that I just referenced regarding the medical beds and insight and what's going on with global currency reset. And that's a theme I'm going to be going into with cryptocurrencies and other things with these different videos. On January 4th, there was another video, and this, again, referencing Saint Germain, and this individual, as Saint Germain came to him and overshadowed him and inspired him with the understanding that 2018 is the year of the people and end of human enslavement, and that he goes into what Saint Germain has to say about taking back our freedom and exactly how to do that. This is a 95-minute video, and some people will find that very interesting. And again, this is the kind of thing, these are the kind of videos I would highly recommend that you can listen to at your leisure later, and go back and listen to these rather than watch the boob tube or television. This is entertaining stuff, but it's regarding the future of humanity and an insight on that that a lot of you will find fascinating. On January 7th, there was another video that was really created a big stir, went viral on the internet regarding the deep state swamp. What the deep state really is, as far as how it has been exposed or disclosed with charts and graphs, which fully diagram the problem that is increasingly neutralized by maturing social conscience in our global social networks. I mean, if half the global solution is a good definition of the problem, we're well on the way in 2018 with this 10-minute video. It's called Learn to Read the Map. It gets into all the connections of the deep state, what it is, and this will be mind-blowing again for a lot of people. This is kind of going into the dark side, but again, to define the solution, you have to have a good definition of the problem, and this is what is going to be generally neutralized, you might say, this deep state problem, because of the decentralization of everything that I'm going to be going into in this article and the other two articles. I'm going to be continuing to reference what's going on with decentralization of all our social, political, and economic institutions, largely because of blockchain technology. Back on January 23rd, there was another video that was regarding the secret history of Zionism. A lot of people don't know the story of it, and the lady that did this has a this video has a YouTube channel. It's only a 10-minute video, and this lady with the YouTube channel calls herself Really Graceful. And that's really the spirit she brings to this understanding, which is a very difficult subject for people to wrap their head around. And she does it in a graceful way, providing a good understanding of the deep state political ideology called Zionism, which is not to be confused with the religion we know as Judaism. Since Zionism is deeply entrenched in the Trump administration, and there's a video that goes into that, how deeply entrenched Zionism is, it's important to understand this following this 10-minute video. Again, if you're reading along, because I'm doing basically a narrative from that first link, you'll be able to watch this video on Zionism, unmasked in 10 minutes. On January 4th, Greg Braden unveiled The New Human Story, he calls it, explaining how you can access extraordinary abilities and realize your immense human potential. Now, I follow Greg Braden over the years, as I'm sure many of you listening have. This guy is truly enlightened, and he provides some new revelations that can change the course of the entire human race and usher in a new and lasting era of peace and goodwill. It's an inspirational 9-minute video. Some of you will find that to be to put a little wind in your sails for 2018. So I recommend that. That's from the Shift Network. S-H-I-F-T, the Shift Network. And from 6 months ago, there was a video that I've included in this because this subject is getting a lot of traction right now. This is a new UFO documentary, The Elite Hoped You Would Never Be Aired in Public. And you'll see why if you're interested in this kind of a subject that's got almost 2 million views as of just this last week, or as I write this, and the content of this partial disclosure, it's not a full disclosure of you might say the secret space program. It's you might say it's a limited hangout in PSYOPs parlance. It reveals the official still hidden history of UFO activity at nuclear weapons laboratories, test sites, storage depots, and missile sites, using authenticated files and the testimony of vetted military eyewitnesses. So the good news here in this video is that there are some highly advanced beings who are obviously letting us know that they can prevent the nuclear annihilation of life on Earth. I think most of us know from crop circles that, you know, we're not alone in the universe. They're giving us coded symbols. They're not really directly interfering with our free will, with their policy of non-intervention, you know, the prime directive. But they're here, and they are protecting us for different reasons that I go into in the following video. But they are keeping us from destroying ourselves, you might say. And for those who have read this far or are ready for UFO disclosure, far beyond the above disclosure, the 5D conscience will ideally guide you and your discernment of what's really going on in the larger scheme of conscious evolution, here on Earth as in cosmos at large. And I reference the 5D conscience. That's a major theme, that there is a consciousness shift in process, and you're seeing more of it on the instant everywhere interactive internet, which is like the web of consciousness worldwide that's connecting and interacting with, you might say, a new net reality with global netizens. There is emerging this higher conscience of what's real and what's not, with greater discernment. So with that in mind, this next video is recommended viewing if you're ready for a quantum leap into the quantum reality now being unveiled regarding the secret space program. And this is Corey Good regarding the secret space programs and breakaway civilizations and what's going on that you never hear about in the mainstream media. And if you haven't heard about this, this is one in a series of videos over the this article and this video, the next two articles, be referencing this understanding of some amazing stuff that's going on on Earth as in cosmos, you might say. And this is linked, this video, from the Sphere Being Alliance, and the understanding of the sphere in this alliance is really the spherical I am unified field presence or consciousness and all dimensions of the law of the one. Law of one, the two in one, polarity, three in one, trinity, four in one, the pyramid, and five in one capstone, or the creative ascent process, as is referenced with the circle and all the pure geometry archetypes of the great law, you know, the love model with circle, triangle, square, and spiritual geometry, law of the angles, language of the angels. I've been talking about that the last several years on this show in particular, and provide a graphic that gives a frame of reference for this understanding. Now, this video by Corey Good was actually given at the UFOlogy World Congress in Montserrat, Spain, this last September. And you can get more information on this cosmic disclosure episode with a series of free episodes that are available at blueavians.com, and the link are provided for that. This is really mind-expanding stuff. And for people that are into mind expansion of you know, the mysteries of our universe and what's going on in deep space and local space around the world and off-planet, this is some pretty amazing stuff. So this goes into, or, you know, this first piece goes into and finishes up with this understanding of the co-creation process as the ascension process, which is discussed in several of the videos, these nine videos, from the first one to this last one. There's several videos that reference this understanding of Earth and all, you know, on Earth, people on Earth are going through an ascension process. And you might say this is a process that involves and evolves our individual and collective consciousness. And it's true for not just an emerging golden age on Earth, as it is, you know, it's true for each individual. And spiritual practicality will not just study this unveiling or disclosure on all levels for a compelling discernment upgrade. You know, I mean, this is the understanding that we have an opportunity with study of this material to unveil or disclose and or expand consciousness, you might say, of emerging realities of truth that's going mainstream that compels a discernment upgrade. So upgrading discernment, you know, to know what's real and what isn't, you might say, is upgrading our Holy Spirit of knowing what's real and what's not. And this process, you might say, invokes the power of love and action with affirmations, meditations, determination for integration with intention, attention, and retention for 5D Ascension in 2018. This is kind of the theme of 2018 upgrade with this creative ascent process, the co-creation, you might say, with Creator, God, love, Source. And this co-creation process is an ascent process. As we become more conscious of how we are conscious, it's a process to raise our consciousness with the language of light of consciousness, light as consciousness, with those love principles of geometric ordered divinity that will most likely ensure our self-elevation, you might say our ascension, self-elevation with the heart coherence and mind congruence that will, again, raise our individual and collective conscience with a capital C, as in E equals MC squared, you know, where C is the speed of light, and as you become conscious of how you are conscious and approach the speed of light, all time and space becomes relative. Well, this is going into the 5D understanding. Anyway, that's pretty much the first week of 2018 with a lot of revelations in that regard. And the second article is regarding, it's called The Solar Flash and Ascension Intention. And this is regarding the galactic infusion of light. And I'm going to be going into this understanding of this field of a cosmic field, sometimes referred to as the photon belt of light, that is upgrading Earth with an evolutionary quantum leap, sometimes referred to as the solar flash and the ascension spiral. So, kind of an overview here in this article: global transformation in 2018 is reaching a crescendo. A profound revelations on Earth as in cosmos at large. And this compendium And this is at theheartcom.org/solarflash.htm. And again, it's the second link I provide in the show notes. This compendium is breaking news from the second week in January that will not be reported in the mainstream media anytime soon. And I personally believe that this big picture overview of galactic drama now occurring is infusing the energy fields of Earth with those highly charged energies in this sector of our galaxy. And I've hyperlinked that those words, this sector of our galaxy, so you can go to an in-depth article with videos and graphics regarding this sector of our galaxy and our solar system regarding the energy field that Earth cycles through for 2,000 years every 25,920 years. And that's saying an awful lot. Again, that concept with the understanding of precession of the equinox and what happens to our solar system as it cycles through these different energy sectors of our galaxy, and specifically how that affects the Earth. If you read that article that I've linked in the videos that goes into this, it makes rather self-evident what is going on with our solar system at this time and these energy fields that I'm going to be going into in this in more depth now and with videos to understand where Earth's evolution is at. And I say that because the last time that our solar system, the Earth, entered this energy field was the rise of the mythical Atlantis. And then about 2,000 years after that rise was the fall of mythical Atlantis. And the story of that, some people say it was the time period there. And again, the graphics, the charts and graphs in that article regarding the energy field of this sector of our galaxy, you can see where in this precession of the equinox, this 25,920 years, what this energy field is and why there was the rise of mythical Atlantis, and what we can pretty much look forward to as far as Earth becoming a spaceport and going out into the heavens, and what that means for not just all the people on Earth, but for inhabitants of our galaxy. I know this is mind-blowing, but the videos, if you go into it, and the former video by Corey Good regarding the secret space program, those who've been following this have an understanding that this is big news that will pretty much set the tone for 2018 regarding conscious evolution, revolution, revelations that are beyond what we even thought possible here a year ago. So this is all referencing 5D energies that are aligning Earth with the Prime Directive for 2018 global congruence of a heart-coherent nature that represents the gold standard for the next economy. Now, heart coherence, the understanding of the heart coherence as a frequency of holy compassion, of joy, of it's a golden ratio algorithm of the heart rhythm. When the heart is in sync and harmony with the frequency of joy and compassion, and there's a science to heart coherence and how that science is going to be the underpinning of a global revolution in higher consciousness with mind congruence. Again, you can't have mind congruence without heart coherence. Otherwise, it's smart without heart. And we're moving out of that. That's what's going on with these modern-day revelations for 2018, which is really exciting. So as I go into this, I have a caution again, like I did with the last compendium. And this compendium is not recommended for those who suffer from inordinate BS as a belief system that is stuck in negativity. which you might say is the only real sin, S-I-N, is stuck in negativity. And that is, that's the sin that sees through the veil darkly. You know, the expression, seeing through the glass darkly, well, it's like seeing through the veil darkly and not open to the light of the one law whereby unity and diversity thrives on earth. Now, this, the light of the law, or of the one law, the law of the one, the 2-in-1, 3-in-1, 4-in-1, 5-in-1, the law of the one, is a theme that I'm going into again in this article, previous article, and the next article, is this understanding of the law of the one, which is a keynote to all of these revelations and the future of Earth's evolutions. As far as conscious evolution, you know, going home, like the prodigal son, you know, we've, you know, the sense of separation, which is the cause of all suffering, we're coming home to the law of one, you know, one for all for one, you know, unity and diversity, you know, e pluribus unum, out of many, one. We're coming home. So, as the host of this BBS radio show for almost 11 years, this compendium is definitely the most important information I've discovered and reported on in this decade. Now, that's saying a lot. And if you study this content with an open mind and listening ears, I guarantee that your prevailing comfort zone or your normalcy bias will be challenged by inordinate fears of stranger danger, especially aliens of an off-planet, intergalactic UFO nature. I mean, there's a lot of people that are really stuck in negativity as far as fear regarding anything alien or UFO. It's like, you know, it's like when America pioneers were moving west, there was this expression that no Indian is a good Indian because, you know, they were pretty much doing genocide on the Indians to take their land. Well, there's this, a lot of people kind of hold this deep embedded unconscious fear, and UFOs kind of represent the subconscious or unconscious, the whole subject of UFOs and aliens, and it's just, you know, it's kind of the judgment on that you might say unmitigated fear. So this is a stretch for some people, this subject. And if you subscribe to the orthodox religious belief that we're not supposed to know these things or even think about them, well, then don't read any further. Don't watch these videos. And, you know, this might just be too much of a stretch. In any regard, those who are, you know, on the upward mobile path of conscientious evolutionary ascension, at this time where global humanity is, you know, this is like, for global humanity, it's like a pregnant time of mass awakening to the biggest story in all recorded history, revealing our true history and future that few of us thought possible. So, for those who read the previous article, you know, the first article I was referencing for the first of the year regarding Corey Good and the Law of One, you will have a better grasp of this, you know, which is the biggest story never told. And this is the true history of human evolution on Earth by way of the genetic tinkering of intelligent beings in our galaxy. Now, some people, again, listening are familiar with this subject, and others, not so much. So this may be a stretch. And believe it or not, there's a cosmic correspondence of events on Earth as is occurring in heaven, cosmos, at large right now. I mean, as above, so below. There's this, you know, there's a connection that is extraordinarily profound with this understanding of what's going on with this biggest story of 2018. Global humanity has now reached the threshold of an evolutionary leap into the quantum Aquarian age, whereby we join the Galactic Federation of Sovereign Planets. And the United Sovereigns of Earth will now assert our independence under the Universal Law of One, as is fully explained with an extensive article linked in the following mega update by Corey Good, which was just published at divinecosmos.com. This was about a week ago, a little bit more than a week ago. And this article is called Corey Good Mega Update Regarding the Ancient Builder Race Recovering Humanity's Billion-Year Legacy. Now, for those who aren't aware that humanity has a billion-year legacy, the story of this, you know, the huge story of Earth's history going back a billion years is unveiled in this article. This article is by David Wilcock, and it's from January 11th, 2018 at 11:11 p.m. So 11 is, you might say, the prime number here. It's like the 11 o'clock line of the cosmic clock. It's like the victory line of the clock. Global civilization is that victory line of the clock. And as David says in this article, quote, the ultimate takeaway is that we have turned a pivotal corner in the war against the dark forces on Earth, in our solar system, and beyond. This is the best and most interesting update Corey has ever written. I'm happy and honored to help in its release. That's saying a lot. Again, and this is, again, David Wilcock referring to Corey Good's article on this mega update. And in this, he goes into a lot of stuff. And I mean, this is like witness the future, folks. We're literally going into the Star Trek age with teleportation, anti-gravity time travel, 10 times life extension, and galactic interaction. Civilization on Earth is about to go through a systemic, evolutionary, quantum leap. Now, that really excites some people, especially young people who think they'll live forever and have a lot to look forward to the rest of their lives. Well, it should really excite elders, too. You know, the mature adults, elderly adults, you know, seniors, because we're talking about life extension as much as 10 times with these med beds. And I know that sounds crazy. You know, it's just like, you know, you're not going to hear this anywhere else. It's starting to go viral all over the internet, this understanding of what's coming that we can look forward to. And again, this creates what's called future shock in some people, because especially as a lot of people get older, they, you know, they don't have much of a future to look forward to. So they're looking back and remembering the good old days. And this kind of a concept of how they could have life extension like this, there's a lot of implications like this. And the video actually on the med bed that I referred to in the previous article on these med beds, you know, for replicator beds that can replicate organs and basically replicate the body back to its youthfulness, like if you're 80, back to when you were 30 and 20, or, you know, have a family all over again. This is kind of shocking stuff. It just doesn't compute. It's just people just reject it out hand as it is impossible. But this is the future that's, you know, what is it going to be? Maybe 10 years be realized, 3 years, 20 years? It's hard to say, because it disrupts normalcy. It disrupts the status quo. So there's some creative tension involved here. And to understand where we're going, it's good to have a vision of, you know, these, well, from visionaries like David Wilcock and Corey Good. And in this case, there's a video that's with Jimmy Church interviewing David Wilcock. Was going to interview Corey Good. He came down with the virus. David Wilcock took over like 10 minutes before Corey Good was supposed to come on. Jimmy Church contacted David Wilcock, and he basically did an orientation on how we won the space war, what's going on with the space war and how we won it. Now, this is, again, really, it's almost like a Ray Bradbury novel. Then some people can listen to it like entertainment. It's the best sci-fi you've ever heard. But the fact is, this is true. I mean, and when I say that, if you believe it's not true, of course it's not. But, you know, the reality of this as relates to the other videos, you know, that I've over this last year that I've been referencing from David Wilcock regarding Corey Good and what they're talking about, the secret space program, according to what they're saying, that there's a consortium of extraterrestrial races that are conducting long-term genetic engineering of humanity. And they've been told to end their historic interference. As a result of this and related galactic diplomacy developments, David says that humanity is about to embark on 1,000 years of uninterrupted peaceful development as a fully autonomous member of the galactic community. We're talking about the Galactic Federation of Sovereign Planets, which, again, some people in the UFO community have heard of. The knowledge out there has been fragmented, but it's being integrated very quickly by different experts in this field that are working with leading luminaries like David Wilcock and Corey Good. And included is Dr. Michael Sala, who did a full debriefing in a January 12th article on the videos and recent videos and articles by David Wilcock and Corey Good. And I provide that link. You can go to that. And according to Dr. Michael Sala, Corey Good, David Wilcock, Earth is now entering a highly charged energy field sector of our galaxy that our solar system enters, as I mentioned before, every 25,920 years with precession of the equinox. Now, this energy field has quixotic properties known to dramatically accelerate conscious evolution with time compression, which means, you know, much more happening in a shorter time. And this accelerated evolutionary ascent process has the conscious morphing effect of dimensional shift with effective sensory perception of a 5D nature. Now, this has consequences for Earth's evolution as well as our entire galaxy. And you can discover what I mean by this as Corey Good explains how the trafficking of advanced human DNA sought by 22 genetic farmer races who are working for evolutionary ascent of their own species. Now, this understanding is, again, is a stretch for some people, but the tinkering that's been going on with human DNA for millennia, actually for a billion years, the story of the evolution of the human species on Earth and how it's been seeded from throughout the galaxy, just as many life forms and plants and animals on Earth have been seeded from throughout our galaxy. This is the understanding that is conveyed. And we're talking about the divine destiny of global humanity can now be seen as humans being galactic ambassadors, going forth throughout the galaxy to explore emerging global civilizations like ours is now, and to uphold the prime directive according to the law of one, united for the purpose of all souls on the path of conscientious evolutionary ascension in this schoolroom we call Earth. So take time or make time to study these articles and listen to this video, the Jimmy Church video, by way of David and Corey, and pray for discernment. Hold the vision of victory for the white hats in the military who are now arresting pedophile ringleaders and slave traders on Earth, even as the genetic slave trade is now ending throughout the Galactic Federation of Sovereign Planets. This is what I mean by as above, so below. What's going on Earth with the arresting of these pedophile ringleaders and slave traders. This is what's going on with the Galactic Federation, with the stopping of this genetic slave trade, you might say. So kind of a summary here in this second of compendium. The higher your concept of one universal cosmic love as common law and light language, the greater the common sense results on Earth as in cosmos at large. And this brings me to this third compendium, which I just finished today, regarding the upgrade of civility in a decentralized world. And this is, I reference this as the Founders Program. And again, the previous article was Solar Flash and Ascension Intention. And that was like the backstory that if you go back a little farther, as I explained in my 2018 preview, you know, back in December, there's an ethical gold standard for culturing the currency of conscience at the heart of the next economy. And this includes physical expression of this currency with a valuation model based on trust in the shared vision of intention for conscious ascension of the family of mankind in our new global village of all connected reality. Trust is the fundamental currency of both communication and commerce. And in an open system, trust is the core overarching virtue that reflects and perfects the currency of conscience. The framework of global civilization that optimizes trust is ultimately the order of the universe, universal law and order known as the Great Law, or Law of One, from which all other common law framework follows. Cosmic love is cosmic law. The law, language, law of the angels, language of the angels, of cosmic universal love. This is what I refer to as cosmic law. And as I explained in the 2017 Big Shift, which is 52 compendiums from this last year, this cosmic law frame of reference is the heart of global upgrade with a universal telecom interface for global interaction to involve and evolve an upgrade of five core internet freedoms as culture's systemic holistic healing, personal and planetary. Now, that's saying a lot. There's links I provided in the copy, you know, that I'm doing the narrative from here that goes into this in more depth. Again, you can stop if you're listening to the podcast. You can pause it and go into those articles in more detail. A month ago, back to before Christmas, I introduced a metaphor Christmas story about the gift of ultimate value and virtue with a high standard of cosmic love for a vision of an ethical gold standard, you know, a gold standard for the next economy, an ethical gold standard. And that's when I introduced LoveBits, a cryptocurrency model for secure valuation of a new economic order with cyber ethics. You know, Web 3.0, after Web 2.0, which is social network platforms, and Web 1.0, which was, you know, the original internet that had the capability of email. So now we're talking about a founder's program, which is for valuation of this vision of optimizing 2018 with five decentralized megatrends. And the link on that and the article goes into these major decentralization megatrends. And you can consider with this following video that I provide in this third article how systemic decentralization is now occurring because of blockchain technology defining the next economy. This is the blockchain technology I referred to as I introduced the program that is creating phenomenal opportunity. And the video was a TED Talk. It's had more than a million views as of today, January 20th. And to quote from that video, which you want to watch if you have a chance, it says, say hello. Quote, say hello to the decentralized economy, decentralized government, decentralized healthcare, decentralized education, etc. The blockchain is about to decentralize everything, and this lucid explanation of the complex and confusing technology, Bettina Warburg describes how the blockchain will eliminate the need for centralized institutions like banks or governments to facilitate trade, evolving age-old models of commerce and finance into something far more interesting, a distributed, transparent, autonomous system for secure exchanging of value. And then following this video, I've got this is perhaps these are two of the best videos I've found on cryptocurrency. And this video is called Blockchain Massively Simplified, the following video that I'm going to reference now. This was also a TEDx video. And it's also got about a million views already. And this goes into the understanding of, in a very simple understanding of blockchain technology and how it secures trust, which is the fundamental currency of commerce. It's trust that is optimized by an ethical gold standard for telecommerce. The TLC connection with Web 3.0 hardware cyber ethics, which is, again, something I've been explaining over this last year. I got a link on it that basically chunks it out in terms of how it defines the trending towards the next phase of the computer internet revolution, where that trend's going, what it looks like, how it defines Web 3.0 with a model of cyber ethics called hardware, you know, after hardware, IBM, and software, Microsoft, and NetWare with Netscape is hardware, and what that looks like and how that works. We're talking about a value-added exchange currency that is the gold standard for value, which is virtue. And the higher the virtue, the greater the results in terms of appreciation of value rather than depreciation of value. You know, the difference between the value appreciating and the value depreciating is the virtue in this model, is the TLC future of blockchain. And we're talking about decentralized government, as in telecommunity, you know, a universal interface for global telecom. We're talking about decentralized education, you know, teleconscience, you know, the self-evident currency of conscience. You know, we're seeing education, the internet is decentralized education. You can know what you want to know when you want to on the internet. And we're talking about decentralized economy, you know, telecommerce, which is, again, this model of cyber ethics, a gold standard for good, secure, global, autonomous trade, and decentralized healthcare, you know, telecare, free online holistic self-care services, and what that looks like. And links provided, you know, again, in the narrative I'm going through, there are links provided with this third article that you can read about these different aspects of this, of the multi-dimensional whole systems approach to holistic TLC, telecommunity, teleconscience, telecommerce, telecare, that emphasizing the TLC with love bits that provides a unique currency for exchange with the value-added virtue that underwrites, subsidizes, and otherwise co-creates global civility, health, and prosperity for the family of mankind. That's kind of a stretch and that little statement there, but as you go into it and understand how that works and why we'll create appreciation of value with virtue. I mean, if the true test of spirituality is practicality, then applications for global TLC will ideally be represented with the currency of conscience that cultures a self-fulfilling prophecy. So more on love bits for this currency is the link I provided regarding the Ascension Spiral going viral. And for a limited time, I'm going to be wrapping up here in a few minutes, but for a limited time, until our LoveBits currency is set up with our unique blockchain platform, the Founders Program will offer LoveBits as a free bonus with purchase of Nature's Premium Superfood, so, you know, the nutraceutical-grade royal jelly, Swedish pollen extract, as the biological gold standard for health. Again, this has been the sponsor for my radio show for the last 10 years. It's a Swedish pollen extract, But I went to Sweden back in 87 and got the rights to the North American market and been brokering it and distributing it ever since then. And this is the, you know, basically the biological, cellular, nutritional gold standard for health. And, you know, those who have studied or read about the Swedish pollen extract, I provide a link on this SPX, Swedish pollen extract, that you can go into that. And you get these Love Bits as of January 20th today. The exchange rate for Love Bits as a free bonus translates as one Love Bit with one bottle of SPX plus shipping, three Love Bits with two bottles of SPX with free shipping, 12 Love Bits with five bottles of SPX with free shipping, and you get a free bottle of SPX with when you order four, you get this fifth bottle, and 33 Love Bits with 12 bottles of SPX. Now, we're talking about a cryptocurrency that will be coming online when we get this blockchain activated, hopefully in the spring of the year. And you can email me at cosmiclove@mcn.net, you know, for ordering from the choices above that I just mentioned. And for those who know the value of Swedish pollen extract, there's real value. We're talking about superior optimal health value with a full spectrum of micronutrients at the very source of the food chain that makes the queen bee out of a worker bee. You know, this is one of the miracles of nature. When the bees give this royal jelly to a worker bee larva when they need a queen bee, it's not genetics that makes the queen bee. It's the superfood that they gave out to a worker bee larva that makes a queen bee. It's five times larger, lives three times longer, and lays its own weight in eggs a day, incredible fertile and healthy. And this is what it does in the body. Not that it makes a queen out of a worker, but it makes a super healthy human with the immune system benefits that are actually used. And this is the story that I've gone into before. It actually creates extraordinary health values that's used by immunologists all over the world in drip IVs. And it's the same ingredient that we're talking about here. In this case, it's a powder that you get that you can mix in your smoothies or take under the tongue for sublingual neurotransmitter precursors for mental brain health as well as physical health. So I'm going to have to do a wrap now. I want to thank you for listening. This has been a lot of information, and I hope you all do well till we meet again. So keep the faith, see the good, and make it so. And thanks for listening to Cosmic Love. Bye for now.
May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.